It's Ask Leo on the Chris Perillo Show. Full feeds or not full feeds? That's a good question. This is Leo Notenboom with news, commentary, and answers to some of the many questions I get at askleo.info. A discussion on a mailing list I'm on recently turned to the question of whether RSS feeds should contain full content or instead contain partial content with a link to the full item on a web page. In fact, it's a question I've seen revisited and re-argued several times in the last couple of years in a couple of different venues. The problem is that, like so many things, there's no simple single answer. Even though many RSS subscribers will claim that their desire for full content or their desire for partial content is the one true way. The big argument in favor of RSS feeds containing full content is simple. In fact, the argument itself is simplicity. Once the feed is downloaded, you have everything you need to consume the content. No additional clicks, other than perhaps page down, are needed, and the content can be read at leisure, whether connected to the internet or not. The argument for partial feeds is slightly more complex, but similarly compelling. A partial feed is quicker to digest, and from that, decide whether or not the entire content is interesting. People who subscribe to hundreds of feeds often prefer this approach as being easier to triage the massive incoming flow of information. In reality, the publisher of the feed owns the decision, and more often than not, it boils down to simple economics. In a nutshell, the RSS feed exists as a mechanism to draw more readers to a website, where that traffic can be monetized. If the full content is placed in the feed, besides being somewhat easier to plagiarize, there's no incentive to visit the site, and the publisher has no way to pay the bills. Ads in RSS, and even in podcasts, do exist, but they have a long way to go before being able to provide substantial support to commercial ventures. So if you can be altruistic, if you can afford to pass up the revenue, or perhaps are simply not in a revenue-generating mode, then by all means, go for it. If you can, provide both feeds, full and partial content, and let your visitors choose which it is they like. But for those of us who want to pay the bills and feed the kids, deriving income from our efforts makes the decision fairly easy, albeit not always popular. Have a comment? Visit askleo.info and enter 8986 into the go-to article number box. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. This is a presentation of askleo.info, a free online technical question and answer service. Hundreds of questions and answers are online and ready to help solve your computer problems. New questions and answers are added daily. That's askleo.info.